Okay, today's daf is bracha daf nun tet. We're at the bottom of nun chet. I'm going to bet at the two dots al hazikin. So, what bracha do you say on the zikin? My zikin. Well, what are zikin? Amr Shmuel, kofa de shavi. They're rod shaped stars, perhaps falling stars of some sort. Amr Shmuel, nihirin li shvila shmaim kishvila nahardo, lebar mikofa de shavi. The pathways in the heavens are as clear to me as the pathways in Nahardo where I live, but I still don't know, except for the kochav ashavit. I don't know the loyadana mainiyu. I don't know what it is. We're going to get into a lot of kind of topics on stars and constellations that I do not fully understand exactly what we're talking about, to be honest. It's not my area of expertise, but I'll just do my best to explain. Ugmiri, however, we do have a tradition, de lo avar kasla, that it doesn't pass with the constellation of kasla, ve'i avar kasla, and if it did pass with the constellation of kasla, charav alma, the whole world would be destroyed. Ve'aka chazina, de avar, one second. We see that it passes through the constellation of kasla, zivyahu de avar, u'mitchazik de avar, ihu. No. Its light, its glow passes through the constellation of kasla, and it looks like it itself, like this falling star passes through the constellation of kasla, but it itself does not pass with that constellation. Ravuna, brother of Jua, Omer, it's actually a tear in the curtain in the heavens, and then you see some of the light emanating from the rakia. Rav Ashi Amar Kochahu de Akar Mahai Gisa de Kasla v'Chazal Chaver Mehach Gisa u'Mivat Michzi Keman de Avar. Right, rather one star moves out of the way from one side of Kasla, and the star on the other side of Kasla sees it and is frightened, and it moves. And it looks like it passes through. Shmuel Ramiktiv Ose Ash Kasil Vakima. So Shmuel reads a contradiction. It's on the one hand, it's written that he created Ash, one constellation, Kasil, another constellation, Vakima, a different constellation, Vakhtiv. However, it is also written Ose Kima Vakasil. Right? And notice that the order of the constellation Kima and Kasil are reversed in these two Psukim. So why would it be that he reversed them? Which one did he create first? Which one comes first? Which one comes second? Ha Ketzad. Right, so what is this actually trying to teach you? Yilmalech chama shel ksil lo nitkayim olam bipnei tzina shel kima. Yilmalech tzina shel kima lo nitkayim olam bipnei chama shel ksil. Right, rather they balance each other out, and the different order of the psukim are to indicate that they're actually equal. Because had it not been for the heat of ksil, the coldness of kima would freeze over the entire world. Had not been for the coldness of kima, the heat of ksil would burn the entire world. Therefore, they're equal. They balance each other out, and we need them both. Ugmiri, we have a tradition. Ilav ukta de akrava de manach benar dinur. Had it not been that the tail of the scorpion constellation were resting in the stream of fire up in one of the constellations in heaven. Kol mandava trikale akrava. Anyone who was bitten by a scorpion lo avachai would never actually live. Finally, tikamar le'rachmana. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu said. Le'iyuv te'iyuv. Hitkasher ma'adano kima. Right, to tie the bind. Could a mortal have created the universe? Could he have tied the binds around kima? Oh, moshech ksil tibata. Or could he have loosened the shackles around ksil? So the fact that we see that ksil, the constellation of ksil, is more loose, whereas the binds around Ma'adan would imply they're closer together. We assume that things that are cold, the constellation ought to be very, very close together. But since it's hot, it can't be as close together. In which case, ksil must be hot because it's not very close together, and the kima must be a little bit colder since the stars are going to be much, much closer together because they're called bound. My kima. Well, what is kima? Amar Shmuel kimei akofi. It is like 100 stars. Amri la dimikanva v'amri la dimivadjan. However, they had a machloket as to whether or not they were bound, or whether they were very, very close together, and it just looks like a lot of stars close together, or whether they're scattered and it looks like very many far apart. My ash. Well, what is ash? Amar Yehuda yota. Yehuda says ash is yota. Oh, my yota. What's the star of yota? Adam Amar la zinav tala. Right. It's the one that looks like the tail of a ram. Amri la reish dagle, and he said, "Then it's one that looks like the head of a cat." Umistabra, come on, Amri zanav tala. It makes a lot of sense when it says it looks like the tail of a ram. Nechtiv, it's written, "Va'aish al banea tinachem amachasera." Right, that aish will be comforting for the comfort and for the loss of her children. So, meaning she's missing something. Umitchaze ketarfe de tarif. Right, and it looks like the tail of the ram was kind of pounded with a hammer, so it looks like it's cut off and it's missing something, so it makes sense that that's what we would be talking about. V'hayda azla batra d'amra la havli bane. And the fact that it follows after Kima, that Ash follows after Kima, is as if it's saying, it's chasing after, asking for its children back. B'shasha Kodesh Baruch Hu b'geish l'avim ha'bulam. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to bring the flood of the world, not al shnei kochavim mikima. It took two stars away from Kima. And the waters came pouring out of this empty space where the stars were taken. And that's where the Mabul came from. Because Shabbat wanted to close it. Right? So he took two stars from Aish, Vesatma, and he closed this hole. Well, why don't you just give him back? A pit is never properly filled just from putting all the earth back into it. It's never exactly the same. Alternatively, prosecutor does not become the defendant. Maybe those would be the best words. Basically, because the star is taken out to, the star is taken out to bring about the flood, should not be the stars used to fix the flood. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has different messengers for different jobs. V'livri la'trei gochvei. Achrini, so create two other stars. What's the big deal? And Gulchadash Hakadoshemesh. Gosh Baruch Hu doesn't make new stars. Amar Nachman Tira Gosh Baruch Hu Zira. And still, in the future, Gosh Baruch Hu is going to bring them back. He's going to give the constellation back to the stars. That Aish will eventually be comforted for the loss of her stars, of her children. Valazvot. Okay, so the bracha you make on Zvot. My Zvot. What are Zvot? Amar Katina Guha. And it says, they are earthquakes. Rav Katina, Hava Kazil Be'ur Chakimata Apitcha Debe Uva Tama Ganach Goha. So when Katina was walking, he came to the doorstep of a certain necromancer, and then an earthquake happened. Amar Rav Yada Uva Tamya Hai Goha Ma'u. Right? So he said, does this necromancer know what exactly an earthquake is and why it happens? Ramale Kala Katina Katina Amailo Yadana. He says, Katina Katina, why wouldn't I know? B'shasha Kodesh Baruch Hu Zogayet Benav Shishru Mitzar Benu Mota Olam Mori Shneid Ma'od Liyam. When Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that his children are in pain and suffering amongst the other nations, he lets out two tears that fall into the Great Sea. The kolam nishma mesofo olam vad sofo, and the sound is heard throughout the entire world. That's an earthquake. Amar Katina uvatamia kadiv who umile kadivin. Right? It says, well, you are a necromancer who is a fraud, and your words are fraudulent. Iachi guha guha mi baile. Well, then we would have heard two bangs if it was two tears. Right? We only heard one bang. Velohi. And it's actually, Rav Katina is not correct here, because guha guha abid. You do hear two bangs with the earthquake. Vaidelo odile ki echidelo liti kule alma abatre. We were concerned that had Rav Katina admitted to him that he was correct, other people would follow him for other matters, which he would certainly be incorrect for. Rav Katina dide amar. Rav Katina himself holds the following position. Amar Sofe Kapav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clapping his hands. Shemar V'gam Aniyeka Kapav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also says, I'm going to clap my hands. Al Kapav, on my other hand. V'nichoti Chamati. And I will let my anger, I'll put my anger to rest. Rav Natan Omer, An Chamit Anach. It's a sigh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemar. V'inochti et Chamati. Bam V'inachmati. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I'm going to kind of, that I will put my anger to rest, but the etymology of that I'll put it to rest is the same as sign, right? V'Rabbanan Amri Bo'et Berek. Rabbanan says he kicks the sky. Shneimar Heidad Kedorchim Yana Al Kol Yishvei Aretz. Right, that he yells out Heidad as he kicks the sky, similar to those who are trampling grapes in a vineyard for all the dwellers of the land. Rabbah Bar Yaakov Amar Dochek Et Raglav Tachet Kise Kavod. So when Hakadosh Baruch Hu sticks his feet under his heavenly throne, Shneimar. So Hashem, the heavens are my seat, and the lands are the resting place for my legs. Val haramim. The bracha you make on the ramim. My ramim. Well, what are ramim? Amar Shmuel, anani begalgala. They are rumbling clouds. Shemar kol ra'amcha begalgel heyu brakim tevel ragza v'tira she'aretz. That the clouds rumble, and then you have, and then the wind rolls, and then the lightning strikes, and the noise is heard on the ground. Rabbanan amri anani deshavchei ma'ila dadi. Rabbanan say it's clouds that pour water from under the other. Shemar, as it said, l'kol titu hamon ma'im. Shemaim. I placed a lot of water up there in the heavens. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Barka Takifa De Barik Be'anana Umit Bar Geziza De Barza. It's a strong bolt of lightning that hits the cloud and shatters all the hailstones. Rav Ashi Amar Anani Chalchule Mechalchli. He says, no, the clouds are hollow. Vadizika, and the wind comes Menashe V'Pumayu, and it kind of blows through the hollow areas. V'Dami Kizika, and it sounds Zika Alpum Dani. Kind of sounds like when wind blows through an empty barrel. It makes sense of Rachabar Yaakov Shita about the lightning hitting the hailstones. The Barik Barkuman Minahami Anane Vaati Mitra. Because that's exactly what you see. You see the lightning, and then you see the rumbling of the clouds, and then the rain comes. So it must be the rain's coming because the lightning struck the clouds and the hailstones came falling down. Vala Ruchot. On the Ruchot. My Ruchot. What are these Ruchot that we're talking about? Rabbi Zeapa, right? Very, very strong storm winds. Rabbi Gmiri Zeapa Belaila Lohavi. And we have a tradition that Zeapa actually doesn't happen at night. V'haka Chazina Dehavu. Wait, what was that? We see that Zeapa happen at night, that these strong storm winds happen at nighttime. Who that Chulbi Amama? No, that's only when it starts during the day. V'am Rabbi Gmiri Zeapa Tarti Shai Lo Kalakayim. And we also learn from a tradition that Zeapa cannot persist for 2 hours straight. Mashinemar Lotakumpa. Then I'm not going to welcome upon you double suffering. V'ha kachazina deka misf akachazina deka mifsak beni beni. Did I skip the line? Tarti shai lo tikum pamaim zara v'ha kachazina. I don't know, but don't we see that it does in fact go on for 2 hours? Deka mifsak beni beni. No, they have interruptions in between. It doesn't go 2 hours straight. Val habarakim. And on the brachim, Amar Baruch Shekocho Gvurto Amalei Olam. You say the bracha, Baruch Shekocho Gvurto Amalei Olam. My brachim, what are brachim? Amar Rava Barka, it's lightning. Amar Rav Barka Yechida. So Rav says the following teaching about lightning. A single bolt of lightning, Ubarka Chiyora, or a white lightning, Ubarak Yerakuta, or a yellow lightning, V'anani Desalkan Bekeren Maravid, V'atian Bekeren Trobit, and a cloud that goes out in the west corner and comes into the southern corner, V'tarte Anani Desalkin Chadel Apecha. And 2 clouds that go out together. Kulhu kashin. These are all troublesome phenomena. Lamai nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? They're troublesome phenomena. Lamai mibai rachmin, because you should ask for rachmin for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Vahani mili belilia. That's only if it happens at night. Vahabit safra, late bu mashasha. But that's not substantial if it happens during the day. Vahamar rishmuel bar yitzchak. Hani anani safra, late bu mashasha. Is there really no concern? There's no substantial concern when it comes to the rain in the morning. Or that which we learn that there's no concern in the morning. If it's written v'chastechem kanan boker, right? That your generosity is like the morning clouds. So it must be that the morning clouds and the morning rain are not very destructive. Gomer Amar le Rav Papa Leabai. Rav Papa said Leabai. Ha Amri Inchi. But 1 second, there's that thing that people say. Kad miftach bebe mitra. Right when the rain starts falling from at the time where the gates are open in the morning. Bar chamra moch sakecha vegani. We tell the donkey drivers, really wrap up your things because the rain's going to get heavy. It's going to be destructive. Lokasha, doesn't that indicate that morning rain could be destructive? Lokasha, it's not difficult. The adikata be'eva, adikata be'anani. Right? When it is thick clouds, we're concerned, but when it's thin clouds, we're not concerned. Amar Alexandri, Amar Rishua ben Levi, Loni v'ramim el lishod akumo shebelev. Right? The thunder was only, or ramim were only created in order to straighten out the curves in a person's heart, meaning to whip him into place. Kodesh Baruch Hu created things so that you would fear him, and so all these phenomena going on in heaven instill fear in a person. Amar Rav Zandri, Amar Rishu ben Levi, Amar Rav Keshet Be'anan, so she fell upon him. Someone who sees the a rainbow in the clouds needs to fall on his face. When you see the image of a cloud, of a rainbow in a cloud, I'll fall on my face. But in the West, in Israel, they would curse anyone who would bow down to the Keshet. It looks like you're worshipping it. You certainly say a bracha. I'm a bracha. So what bracha do you make? You say baruch socher abrid. But in the Mishnah, we taught that he says the following. Neman Brito Vikaim Mamaro. That you say the words Neman Brito Vikaim Mamaro, or Papa, he'll come into Talvayr. So we should say both of them. Baruch Zuchera Brit, Neman Brito Vikaim Mamaro, puts all of them together in one Baruch Allah, on the mountains and on the valleys. Atu Kol Hani Damron Adashta Lav Maseb. Bereshit, because on these brachos on the mountains and the valleys, you say Oseh Masa Bereshit. Isn't everything that we said Masa Bereshit V'achdiv? Isn't it written Barakim Lamata Arasa? That the Kadosh Baruch Hu created lightning, created the rains. They should also be called Masa Bereshit. Amar Abaye Kruch V'tani. Yeah, tie them all up in one large teaching. They get both brachot for them. The Reshit and the Seifa get both get that brachot. Rava Acha. Rava Amar, Rava says the following: Hatam Varech Tarti Baruch Shachov Gvorto Malei Olam Vosei Masa Bereshit. Right there, by the original things, by the thunder and the lightning, you say both Osei Masa Bereshit and the Chiddush that you say Shachov Gvorto Malei Olam. Hach Osei Masa Bereshit Ika Shachov Malei Olam. Leika. So here, however, by the mountains and the valleys, you do say Osei Masa Bereshit, but you don't say Shagol Hagavurton Malei Olam. That's the distinction between them. Amar Rishu Ben Levi, Haror Rakiya B'Tarata. Somebody says clear sky. Amar Baruch Osei Masa Bereshit. Ematai. At what point do you know you're seeing that? Amar Abaye Ki Ata Mitra Kule Lilia. When the rain falls all night, Ubitzafra Ata Istina Megalia Luhul Shemaya, and in the morning a north wind comes and reveals the open sky. Upligi the Rav from Bar Papa, that's Amar Rav Chizda. That's an argument for Rav Papa in the name of Chizda. Amar Rav Papa, Amar Rav Chizda. Right, that the day the Beit Hamikdash, since the day the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed, you haven't actually properly seen the sky clearly. Shneimar Al Bish Shemaim Kedera V'Sak Asim Kesutam. The Rav said, "I'm going to dress up the heavens in sackcloth." Tanu Banan. Haroe chama betkufata. Someone who sees the sun at the beginning of its cycle, levana begvurata, or the moon at its full strength, the kochavim misilutam, or the stars, the constellation, or the stars, sorry, in their paths, umazlor kisidran, or the constellations in their path, omer brochos eberation. You say brochos eberation. The Ema Tavi, when is that? Amar Abaye Kol Chof Cheshanim. It's every 28 years. Anyone who remembers, I don't know if you remember saying Birkat Chama, it was quite a while ago. V'hadar Machzor V'nafla Tkufa Nisa V'shabtai. Right? And that's when the Nisan equinox falls in the hour of Saturn, but Urta Ditzlat, the night of Tuesday, Nagi Arba, right, leading into the meaning Tuesday night, but not to say like we would say Friday night is Shabbat day, rather Tuesday night, the end of Tuesday, leading into when the next day is Wednesday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haroa Hayam. Rabbi says somebody sees the sea, makes a bracha, but not if you see it every day, just leprakim. You see it occasionally. Leprakim ad kamo. What does it mean to see it ad prakim and like occasionally? If you see it twice in 30 days, you don't have to make the bracha. Amar Rami Bar Papa, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Amar Yitzchak, Haroa Prat. Somebody says Euphrates Agishra, who's on the Gishon above it, who's on the bridge in Babel. Oma Baruchos Eberesi. You should say Baruchos Emas Eberesi. Va'idna Dishanuya, but since the Persians kind of changed the routes of the rivers, mi Beishvur v'leil. You can only say it from the place of Beishvur and upwards. Can you make that bracha on the Euphrates? Rabbi Yosef Amar Miu Dekiri, Rav Yosef Amar Meihi de Kira. Right, you can only say it from Ihi de Kira. It's another place on the Euphrates where you can still say the bracha on the river, Vilayel and upward. Amar Ravivar Abba Haroe Tiglat Agisha de Shvistana. Someone who sees the Tigris River on the bridge of Shvistana. Omer Bracha Sema Seberation. He says that bracha. My Chidekel. Now we're talking about the rivers. What does it mean, Chidekel? I'm Rav Ashi, Shemim Avachadin Bekalin. Because its waters are sharp and light. My Prat. What is Prat? What is Nar Prat? What does that word mean? Shemim Avachadin Bekalin. He says, much, much water. Vama Rava, Hai, the Charife, Bnei Mechoza. That which Bnei Mechoza are very, very sharp. Mishum Deshatu, My Tiglat. Because they drink the water of the Tigris. Hai, the Dagi Khuri, the fact that they are of ruddy appearance, because they sleep with their wives during the day, which their eyes wander, because they live in dark houses. Al Shamim, on the rain, you say the bracha. Al Shamim, Atova Meti, you make a Metova Meti, Al Shamim, Varch. Vamar Rabbi Abao, Vamar in love, Matanita Tana, Meimatim, Varchin, Al Shamim. At what point do you start making a bracha on the rain? Basically, when the bridegroom goes out to the bride, basically, when there's like almost a solid stream coming down from Shemayim, but not just drop. Maim Varchin, and what do you say when that happens? I'm Rav Yehuda. Modi Menachnu Lach, Al Kolti Batidiva, Sheoranu, Sheorata Det Lanu. Right? So, we think of Kadosh Baruch Hu for every drop that he gave to us. But, you know, that's But that's different than we initially said. So we have a contradiction. Rabbi Yochanan is saying Bahachi, and further, Rabbi Yochanan would end that bracha in the following manner: Ilupinu Malashir Akayam. If our mouths were full of song, like an ocean, Ein Anu Masabgin Lodolcha Hashem Elokeinu Ad. Right, we would still not be able to say enough praise for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ruch Hashem, Rov Hodot. And we, you know, bless you, Hashem, for the multitudes of thanks. Rov Hodot, Lo Kol Hodot. We're giving him the multitudes of thanks. We're not giving him all the thanks. Amar Rava, Ema Ha'el Hodot. Rava says, actually, you shouldn't even say Kol Hodot. Right, you should say Ha'el Hodot. Right, the God of thanks. Amar Papa, Hil Kanu Minot Avayu. So rather, you should say both of them, both Ha'el Hodot and Rov Hodot. Rov Hodot Ve'El Hodot. Ela Kasha. Rather, it's still difficult because we said that we have two seemingly different brachot for rain. Lo Kasha. No, it's not difficult. Ha deshama mashma hadalo ha deshama mishama. Right. One is when you just heard, when you say Yatova Metiv, that's when you just heard that it was raining. Ha dechaza mitzi. However, when you saw that it was raining, that's when you say the bracha that we said afterward. Deshama mashma hadam soratova. Wait a second. If you just heard that it was raining, then you receive good tidings. But we already said we have a bracha for receiving good tidings. Omer, you say bracha tova metiv. You say Yatova Metiv. Ela idividi dechazi mitzi. Rather, in both cases, we're talking about where you saw the rain, the lokasha, and it's still not difficult. Right? When only a little bit of rain comes, you say, you thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a lot of rain comes, you say, atova meitiv. Alternatively, hada'atatuva. You say, well, but actually, both of these are talking about when you have a lot of rain. Lokasha is something difficult. Hada'ike le'ara. One is when he has land and he's directly benefiting from it, and one is when he doesn't have land and he's not directly benefiting from it, but he still wants to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the rain. Eat le'ara hatova meitiv. If he has land, then he says, atova meitiv, directly benefits from it. Varech. The Hatnan, but then we learn in a Mishnah, Bana Bayit Chadash, you bought a new house, Kana Kalim Chadashim, you bought new Kalim, Omer Bruch Shachiano Vigyanu Zmanazeh. But didn't we teach that if you bought a new house or a new Kalim, you say, Baruch Shachiano Vigyanu Zmanazeh. Sorry, it's really like this. Eat Le'ara, if one does have land, Hatova Meitim Varech. Right? Does he say the bracha of Atova Meitiv? Vatnan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Bana Bayit Chadash. Right? That if you built a new house, Kana Kalim Chadashim, or you bought new clothing, Amar Brosh Shechiyanu V'Kiyanu L'Zman Hazeh. Seemingly, you should be making a Shechiyanu and not Atova Meitiv. Shalov v'shalachirim omer atova meitiv. Lo kasha. That's actually not difficult. Had the ilay shoot food, had the litle shoot food. Right. One is when he's talking about when he's the sole beneficiary of the rain, and one's talking about when he has the land in a partnership. So when he's not the sole beneficiary of the land because he's a partnership, he says atova meitiv. If he is the sole beneficiary of it because he's the only person who owns the land, then he says eshechianu vatanya. But wait a second, we didn't learn a brayta kitzro shel davar, right? That in short, al shelo who omer brach shechianu v'kimanu, that on something that only he owns, he says shechianu. Val shelo val shel chavero, something that he owns together with something else, omer brach atov v'meitiv. Right? That he says atov v'meitiv. V'kol eichad leit la chrina behedya lo mevarach atov v'meitiv. And whenever someone else is not getting benefit from it, you don't say atov v'meitiv. Or I'm sorry, that was a question again. But is it not true that, but just because someone else doesn't get benefit from it, you don't say atov v'meitiv? Right? That if we say, hey, your wife just had a son, you say, baruch atov v'ameitiv. But there, you're the only one getting benefit from it. So, why would it be that you would say atov v'ameitiv if you're the only one getting benefit from it? We just taught that if you're the only one getting benefit from it, you should say ashechianu, whereas if other people are getting benefit from it as well, you say atov v'ameitiv. Atamnani yigishto. Wait a second. The wife is also very happy that she had a kid. In which case, there are multiple people getting benefit from it, and that's why you say atov v'ameitiv. Behedya denicha la bezachar, right? Because it's clearly that she also wants this child. Tashma, but come learn a proof. Met aviv hu yorsho. If his father dies and he is the primary inheritor, betchilo merach danemet. Immediately he says, "Blessed is the true judge." Lovesofu omer. However, eventually he comes to say merach tov ha-meitiv. He has to say atov ha-meitiv because he inherits all this land. Behedya, right? But that's behadei. It really should be read behedya. It's clearly behadei is together with him. But there he has brothers who are inheriting together with him, so he's also not the sole inheritor. In which case, he should be saying atov v'ameitiv because he's with other people. It's not a proof that you say it alone. Tashma. Okay, well, bring another proof. Shinui yayin ein tzarech levarech. Right? If you change out the wine that you're drinking, you don't have to make a new brei brei gavin. Shinui makom, whenever you change your place, tzarech levarech. You need to make a new brei brei gavin. Ramar Rabbi Yosef, Barav Amar Yochanan, Abba Pisha Amar Shinui yayin ein tzarech levarech, aval ome brochatov ha-meitiv. Right? But didn't we teach that even though you don't have to make a new brei brei gavin, if you change out your wine to a better wine, you'd say it's over meitiv. I don't know. No, that also is talking about where you have other people who are drinking wine together with him. Because he's drinking wine together with him, so multiple people are benefiting from it, and therefore it's appropriate to say hatova meitiv because multiple people are getting benefit from it. So we can learn from here. We don't have a conclusive proof that hatova meitiv is appropriate when he's saying it on his own. Rather, it seems like hatova meitiv is only appropriate to say when you're saying it together with other people. And we'll stop here for today.